can't say, I can hear you.
I'm very interested in building and
I like my job, but it's rather different. We do build. We do build the materials and things that are real solid and all that, but of course you don't do it for money, you don't do it for, you know, of course you've got to do it. You do it because you like doing it, because you get pleasure and happiness out of it. Of course I've been told by some of the people that there I am is very sort of, well, I suppose you call it, early stages, you know. And that's why we have to build, as you say, you know. But they do say, you know, on them iron planes, as they call it, that everything's created by thought. Well, I suppose it is. I don't know. Can't make it a tale of it. So, where I am, it's as real as real can be. You have materials, and you work with materials. You create as you take the materials. I've seen the factory replica of all many things which were common on your side. People don't just sort of sit and think about something and there it is, isn't there much pleasure in that? I think that's a larger way of carrying on myself. I think unless you have to make some effort towards it and build for it and work for it, how to work to get any real pleasure and happiness, I think, as far as I can see, is being, you know, sort of creative, you know, doing it of your own, you know, appetite and, all this business they talk about, these eyed faces, I've heard them last talk about, made kind of a cup, cotton on it at all.
Sure, how do you get the grip for building?
Well, that's what they produce. Places where they supply them, you can collect them, and you can use them and build them. Good, it's a marvelous spot where I am, you know, beautiful spot. Houses, all very nice places. Hundreds and thousands of people where I live, living in little communities, little, what you call, I suppose, well, villages, I suppose. Some of them seem to have the place that looks, so they tell me, like what they had when I was on Earth. But, of course, I, myself, speaking to myself, I was more or less always in deep somewhere or other. Different places I shifted about from and to and all the rest of it. Because I was very much a man on my own. I didn't mix it up. I didn't ever marry. Wow. You know.
Do you build houses for special people or everybody? Or everybody who decides to have a house?
Well, that depends on the individuals. Yeah. I mean, there's no business terms and you know that. But anyone who comes over here talking about where I am, if they had a trade or something rather special and they enjoyed it and they made them happy, they have the same thing here. You get the carpenters, you get the decorators and all that, and I suppose whatever you enjoy doing on earth, you can still carry on doing it here, old chap. And they do say as though some ain't kill. And they do say as though over here, you know, so you can do whatever you want to do until such time as you begin to think a different way. I mean, I listen to these people from these other places. Yeah. They come and they talk and they tell you this, that, and the other. But why should we give up? I mean, why should I give up? Condition, as you call it, a life where I'm perfectly happy and perfectly content. And I've got all the sort of things that interest me, and as I say, I'm quite happy building, helping others who are, you know, also in the building trade that was on earth, and we build and work together. And their houses are as real and solid as yours. And some of them are real beautiful, you know. Of course, the people that we build for are people that we like, people are fond of, people are anxious for something of their own and their own way of thinking and idea, and it's all worked out. And the people who create here, those who, what do you call it, architects and all that, and they rough out things, you know, work out things, we call it out. Of course, there's some aspects that ain't the same. I mean, you soon realize you don't want to eat in the same way, and there ain't none of the other aspects of life which are common on earth. But it's funny, it's more like your world, but more perfect without all the irritating things, you know, and the things that. Well, there's no aches, no pains, no illness, there ain't seen no hospitals, nothing like that. Well, they let him, they tell me there are places like hospitals, but they say they have a mental practice, you know, people that
It's sort of a peculiar need, like, you know, I can't imagine why it's a peculiar need over here. But then they do try and tell me, for instance, and others that I've been to these meetings and that, where they say that it's a state of mind, that everywhere where you live is a state of mind. And if you think you want to do certain things, then you do certain things. So continue that to sort of look out in a different way, and you can't understand the same old way. Well, I mean, that's all very well as far as it goes, but why should I want to change? I'm quite happy. I was a builder on your side. I got the pleasure out of my work. I always enjoy it. Do the same here. At least for me, the bricks I use are as solid as any I ever used on them. Well, I don't know really where they come from. There's a blasting there. I don't know. I suppose there must be places where they were killed. I don't know. But everything looks real to me. Everything seems real. And everything seems much as it was on Earth. But that's what these others tell me, that, you know, that it's a state of mind. I don't know what they're trying to tell me, you know, because of my state of mind, that I think I can't build this. I have bricks and I have all the things that are necessary to life, and therefore they seem to try and say to me, because I can't believe a word of it, they try and say to me that I do all this out of my own state of mind, and the same applies to all the other people where I am, that we're working on a certain, what you call it, say the mind vibration or material vibration or something they try to tell me, you know. And then consequently everything seems what it is, but it ain't real, if you follow what I mean, which seems to me as if they're trying to say that we're living in a state of illusion. Well, I don't believe that, no. I mean, the bricks I touch are real. I mean, I come and talk to you. It's as real as real. I mean, I've seen some of these other people, I mean, very nice, very pleasant and all that, but, you know, I mean, I was never one for being talked to when I was on your side. I never used to go to church, and I never used to go to meetings and things like that sort of thing. I'd heard about spiritualists so far, I thought you were, but you must be, otherwise you'd be talking to me. I mean, it's all a state of mind, I suppose, to some extent. But when a state of mind is as real as mine is, that ain't an illusion. How can it be? I mean, the bricks were as real as real, and the houses that we build were as real as real. And we go through the same old process as we did on Earth. I mean, we really do. I mean, yeah, all those things. Everyone does their own little job, and we all work together in harmony. Yeah, of course you do eat, but, only that is one thing I do think of somebody in that, what they say, isn't it? I get the impression that we, I don't know, when I first came here, it seemed, I suppose, it was necessary, didn't it? To have certain things, meals and that. But now I don't feel near it too much, don't they? And in consequence, I don't see the need to eat. Then I go to the toilet even, isn't it funny? I mean, you have a time to go to the you think, well, later on, you go to Joey, you know, but you don't. That's the thing that shook me at first, couldn't make any town of this. And then they said, oh, well, it's different. It ain't the same old physical body, as they call it. And it hasn't got the same sort of construction or whatever that is. And they said, really, this business that you want to eat, and others like you don't need for a cup of tea and all that. It's only a state of mind. Of course, I suppose in some sort of way what I say is true enough, but I suppose it is that I'm so happy as I am in my own natural surroundings and carrying on the kind of things that appeal to me. And I meet many people now that I make pals with, and I haven't met my mother and father, you know, that's a funny business, isn't it? I haven't met none of my relations. My old lady, she passed over for many years back now. And she was a bit of a religious woman. I always thought she was a bit nutty, you know, on religion. The old man, he died when I was a youngster. I had another brother, I met him. He was a more or less, about a year between us. He went out to Australia. I suppose she doesn't, I suppose she must be dead now. But if he is, I ain't met him yet. Funny that he don't let none of my people. Of course, the old lady was real religious, so probably she's gone up on top, you know, all that love. Yes, perhaps you do. Night, of course you do. I'll go to sleep, go to bed, wake up, same as you do on Earth. Different seasons, rain and shine and all that. Oh, yes, I can tell you a few things.
It's all very natural. Rain and all that, it's just the same. It's as if you had a replica, you see, of Earth, you know.
Oh,
very nice.
What's the first time
ever?
What were you
told? I mean, sort of bewildered. Oh, but
sort of.
And you, I'll give you olive
trees there in July 5th. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't die from this.
And then they got drunk then?
Yeah, second people.
Just like on Earth.
Second people and animals, they don't die.
No. But the trees fade away and...
Well, that must be...
That often.
To me, it's exactly the same.
Just the same.
Later on. Goodbye.
Goodbye, George. Thank you.